Some time ago, I was asked to consult for a bank that was having problems with employee morale. "I don't know what's wrong," bemoaned their young president. Bright and charismatic, he'd risen through the ranks only to see his institution faltering. Productivity and profits were down. He blamed his employees. "No matter what incentives I provide," he said, "they won't shake off this gloom and doom." He was right. The atmosphere seemed poisoned with suspicion and lack of trust. For 2 months, I ran workshops, but nothing helped. I was stumped. "How can anyone trust what's happening here?" was a typical refrain of employees. But no one would tell me the source of this distrust. Finally, in more casual conversations, the truth emerged. The boss, who was married, was having an affair with an employee, and everyone knew it. It was obvious now that the company's poor performance was caused by his conduct. But the greatest damage this man was doing was to himself. He was thinking only of his own gratification, disregarding long-term consequences. Moreover, he had violated a sacred trust with his wife. In a word, his failing was one of character.